And we're recording. All right. First time using Zoom, so we'll see how this goes.
I've been using it a lot lately, I'll tell you.
Actually, it's the first. I've been using it a few times to talk to family, but this is the first time I use it for a podcast interview, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for this social distancing edition of the podcast. How are things going in your end of the world? Staying safe and all that stuff?
Yeah, staying home for the most part, doing, you know, a lot of stuff online and through the phone and that. But besides going out for walks, I try and go for a walk every day when I can and that. But other than that, I think I've been to, there's a dollar store not far from me. I've been there twice for, I ran out of bread. That's it. I've stayed home.
That's pretty much all most of us are doing. So that's good. That's what they tell us to do, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But you are here today to talk about your involvement with the Windsor Masonic Temple.
Yes.
So a lot of people probably, when they think of any Masonic Temple, they think of it as a meeting place for Masons, and that's it. But the Windsor Masonic Temple has been a meeting place not only for Masons, but an important part of Windsor's history for, well, the last 100 years. But certainly since you've been there and you have a lot of involvement with it. So tell me about your involvement with the Masonic Temple, what you do there, and your history with it.
Okay, I started at the Masonic Temple in 1989. So I've been there quite a while. I started out as a bartender, and that was just kind of a little part-time job for extra money. And then I started doing more. And then as the years went on, I started learning the business. So what I do is I'm the events manager. So anyone that wants to use, we have a beautiful ballroom on the lower level. Anyone that wants to book events. So we do anything from like business meetings. Most of the things we do are weddings. We've done dances. We do graduations. So a lot of things like that. It fits up to, I like to say, like, I mean, with tables and that, we like to keep it around 275 if we can. Because that gives you nice room to move around and have a good size dance floor. We can accommodate more for theater style seating. We can go up to 500 and that. So that we've only done, usually the Portuguese community does their big annual festival there every year and that. And they usually get about 500 people.
And so you said you started working at the Masonic Temple in 1989. But your family has a connection with the Masonic Temple as well.
My family?
Yeah, was your grandparents that met there?
No, that was a wedding I did. And it was a wedding I did quite a few years ago. Groom's grandparents had met there. He came in on the boat and the ladies used to wait downstairs and that, and the sailors used to come in and they'd come in for dances, and his grandparents had met there, so they wanted to get married there because their grandparents had met there. So yeah, I get a lot of those nice stories though, like people, I've had families where like the one daughter's got married and then the son and the other daughter, like they all come back and they all get married at the same place, which is really nice. So nice kind of history.
What are some of the fond memories you have of the last, I can't do math, I guess it'd be 31 years working at the Masonic Temple?
A lot of them, everybody becomes like kind of like family to me because everybody's there for a celebration. And a lot of the people I work with for a year or more, so you get to know them. And that, so when they have their, when it comes time for like, say their wedding and that, it's, I really enjoy it because it's like somebody I know getting married and that, and it's always like for a good time. Everybody's there for a good time. And there's always like a lot of questions about the building and stuff. Some people have never been there. Some people used to come there years ago when I started. We used to have dances there on the weekend. And that, and a lot of people say, oh, I remember coming here for dances. And then before the casino opened, we used to do charity casinos. So that was a busy time for us too. And that, because there was only that one small building that they used to do the casinos in. I think it was like where the art gallery was. And that, and then, so then they started branching them out all over. So we were one of the people that did that too. So there's been a lot of different events there We've had record launchings. I've got a couple CDs from a couple groups that did CD launchings there. We've had dances. The Highland Dancers do their competition there every year. So lots of different stuff.
And I know currently we have, well, currently we have nothing going on because
Unfortunately,
we have, as is everywhere, right, doing this safe, responsible thing. But we do have a lot of events that happen there. Currently there is ballroom dancing, which is a regular event at the Masonic Temple, ballroom at its best.
Yeah, ballroom at its best is there. They teach twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now the couple that run it, they represent Canada all over the world. They're gold medalists and represent Canada all over the world. They have retired now, but they still hold their ranking. And that, so that's who's teaching the courses. So you're learning from professionals.
And then you also, you know, the ballroom is used for the graduation ceremonies for the learning center. Well, upstairs, the blue room is where they have the graduation ceremonies, but I know they'll have, you know, refreshments and things like that in the ballroom.
Yeah,
so there's usually a few special events happening there, but obviously there's always a desire for more. And it's such a convenient location. I think a lot of people don't realize just what it has to offer right in the heart of Windsor.
Mm-hmm. And the other nice thing is too, is where we're located, and that it's easy for people to get to, especially if people have a lot of out of town people, because there's a lot of hotels down by the riverfront. They can take cabs. It's not very expensive. We're right on the bus line if somebody wants to even take the bus, but we're really centrally located. And before, we used to get a lot of people from Michigan, but that's kind of stopped a little bit. We don't get as many, but a lot of them come over here because of the dollar exchange too, right? Plus we're right by the tunnel.
And then you also mentioned for just the convenience of the Masonic Temple, not only is it centrally located, but it's one of the few places where you can have both a ceremony and a reception.
That's right.
For a wedding all in the same building. And also go ahead.
I was gonna say, the other nice thing is it's only your wedding there. You're not sharing the hall with anybody else. You don't have to worry about other people walking in or loud noise from the wedding beside you. It's just yours. And I mean, the ambiance there is very nice. Like, they keep the hall and the building and that up. So it's very nice. And it's got like a real kind of warm feeling to it. And a lot of people say that when they come in, they always say, oh, this is really nice. It's not what I was expecting. And that, and we have a beautiful hardwood floor. We're one of the only ballrooms in the city that has real hardwood floor. Most of them are the laminate, and that, so that's another plus there too.
It's maple. It dates back to the original 1921 building of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one thing I feel like people don't realize about what could be weddings, but really anything, proms, is there's so many great places in the Masonic Temple for photographs. And it's because it built in 1921, there's a lot of cool architecture. And
right,
I always think that's something people don't realize. There's a lot of really great opportunities for wedding photos or prom photos or whatever it is. You know, we have the fireplace in the blue room and stuff like that. So a lot of opportunities for use there.
Yeah, we've even used the fire escapes too for some of the wedding photos. It's nice to line everybody up. So, and that, but yeah. And the front, you know, the front's nice of the hall too. So.
Oh, the front's gorgeous, especially, you know, I did a video about it right around 4 or 5 o'clock when the sun starts going down. Our front facade faces west, so the sun shines right on it. It's really beautiful.
Right.
Makes for a beautiful photograph.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, a lot of people too, when we have the ceremonies, what we do is we have them go line up out front between the main entrance there, and have the bride and groom in front and everybody behind. And then we take a picture out of the upstairs window. So the photographer's looking down, everybody's looking up, and you can see everybody. It's a really, really cool photo. And that, we do that one a lot.
And how often are you able to keep in touch and with the people who come to the Masonic Temple, either your guests or also people that have worked for you or worked for the Masonic Temple? I know, you know, a lot of Masons, a lot of younger Masons, Igor, Jan, have worked for you and worked for the Masonic Temple. So do you keep in touch with them? I know you see Igor pretty regularly.
And I keep in touch with him on Facebook also. So I see, I mean, now there's nothing going on at the hall. Before, I used to see a lot of people, because the guys are coming in and out. Usually I'm there. So I see a lot of the guys and, keep in touch that way too. But through Facebook, I have them on Facebook. And we also have a Facebook page too. It's Masonic Temple Ballroom, Windsor, Ontario. So, and we post pictures. And the nice thing about the ballroom is it looks different every time. When people decorate, like I'm in awe sometimes. I go in and I'm like, wow, this looks really great. Like it's so totally different. Like you can change it to look how you want it to look, which is really nice.
And if somebody wanted to go about booking the Masonic Temple for an event, how would they go about doing it? And I can include links in the comments to the website, things like that.
They can go on the Facebook page. So again, it's Masonic Temple Ballroom, Windsor, Ontario. There's a message on there. Email is information@masonictempleballroom.com, or our phone number is 519-253-3615. And so those are probably the best ways to keep get in contact with us.
And we'll throw those down in the comments too, so people can, or in the description.
Great.
Did you ever think in 1989 when you first got hired on that you would still be at the Masonic Temple 31 years now down the road?
No, you know what? At first, like I said, it was just a part-time job to make extra money. I think I was going on vacation or something, and I thought, oh yeah, this is a good way to make some extra money. And then I like it. I like working with people. So that's, I think, what my draw is there. I enjoy working with people. I like making their dreams come true. And that, like, when they walk in that hall and see it's how they wanted it for their wedding, say, it makes me really happy. So it's kind of a twofold. It's good for them, it's good for me. So that's, I think, why I've stuck with it so long is I'm a people person and I like working with people.
Well, and you do a great job working with people. You know, a Masonic temple, obviously the Masons are integral to it, but there's so many other people working behind the scenes that are integral to the Masonic temple as well. And I think you're one of them. You're yourself and Anita as well.
Yeah, we got to call out my right-hand man, Anita, and Dirk. She's one of the best, I'll tell you. I count on her a lot, and I'm so thankful for her.
Oh, she is. She's terrific people. I got to get her on this podcast at some point too. But the work that you guys do in promoting the temple and working at the temple and booking events, I mean, revenue is so important. And just being a community location and a place for people in Windsor to get married, have events, have proms, have memories is such an important thing also. So thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, thank you.
It's really, like I said, it's a really important part of the temple. And so many people have memories of it. I don't know if you saw some of the Facebook posts I put up, but people were commenting on their weddings there and their events there. So there's a lot of memories that people have of that building outside of Masonry.
You know, it's funny sometimes when I have people in, and that's one of my first questions after I introduce myself. I say, have you ever been here before? And then some of the stories, like, I'd say out of every 10 people, probably four or five of them have been experienced there before. So that's really nice.
Definitely a nexus for the community and for the city. Going forward, once, knock on wood, all this current situation passes and we're able to have events again, are you looking anything you're looking forward to, or are you considering, branching out to different types of events or contacting different groups?
Well, I'm always open to anything. I mean, the only thing we don't do a lot of is stag and does, because the city licensings have changed so much with those that to get the license in that, it's very expensive. That's why a lot of people do them now in backyards, and that's about the only thing we kind of have to hold back on, and that just because of the new licensing regulations and liquor laws and things.
Very cool. Well, with that, I'll let you get back to staying home, which is what we're all doing. But thank you so much.
No
And
problem.
we will put all of, like I said, all the contact information for the Masonic Temple and for yourself, we'll throw in our description for this video. So everybody can just go and check that out and then give you a call.
Great.
It's a beautiful, beautiful venue. It's a beautiful place to get married, beautiful place to have a dance. And once this is all over, I'm wondering if you're going to see a big rush, if every place is going to see a big rush for events once we're able to meet again.
Yeah.
You might be in the mood to hold dances and parties and things like that.
Yeah, so, I think people are looking to be way more social, for sure. Myself included.
Me too. My cat's getting sick of me just hanging out at home, I think. So I'll have to find a way to get out. All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks, Cameron.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if I can